Today is Wednesday, the 6th of May, in the fifth week of Easter. Jonathan Vera sings, "Abide with Me." Become aware of God's abiding presence as you enter into prayer today. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples.
Five times in this passage, Jesus says, "Abide in me." But it's rooted in a promise. "Abide in me," he invites, "as I abide in you." This is not about being in the same place. It's about a mutual sharing. Jesus declares his sharing in our lives and invites us to share in his. How do you react to this promise and this invitation? This gift, however, isn't forced on us. It is offered again and again. What opportunities, then, will there be in the coming day to express your wish to abide in him, to share Jesus' life? Listening to the passage again, hear particularly the invitation, "Abide in me," recognizing that Jesus makes this invitation because he already abides in you.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples.
In the last few moments of this prayer, take time to tell God what you feel about Jesus' gift of himself to you. Ask God, perhaps, for what you feel will help you to respond more fully to this gift. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.